On the home front, too, a lot of people are dealing with trauma, especially when it comes to health care. This week, we read about one family hit hard by the health care crisis. Not a poor family. Not even a family without any health insurance. It's the story, in fact, of a prominent family. Kate Michelman is one of America's leading feminists. She ran NAREL, the National Abortion Rights Group, for 2 decades. But today, she's near bankruptcy because of a double medical tragedy in her family. She wrote about their predicament in The Nation magazine, and she's on the line now from her home near Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Kate Michelman, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jackie. It's a great pleasure to be on with you.
Your family has been dealing with a health care crisis since 2001, with two of them, actually.
Yes.
I understand it started with a riding accident involving your daughter.
Yes, my daughter was in the horse training profession, and one day her horse spooked and reared and fell backwards on top of her, crushing her spine, causing a spinal cord injury that paralyzed her. Her employer at the time provided no insurance, and as you can well imagine, from one surgery to another, long, long, almost year hospital stays, rehabilitation, the bills were astronomical, and I cashed in my 401k, my IRA, that I had been building at NAREL for some time.
Can you estimate, Kate Michelman, how much you spent on her care?
It was hundreds of thousands of dollars, close to $1 million.
Then, a year later, your husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. How well insured was he?
He was very well insured. As a retired college professor, he had health insurance. He was on Medicare, but he had supplemental health insurance. The top-of-the-line option, the most expensive because it offered the greatest coverage and also medications. We even, years ago, had purchased long-term care insurance, although it was a small policy, but we felt we were really covered very, very well, we thought.
Now, you and your husband and your daughter, too, you were all managing to handle all of this until a fateful moment, which you describe so poignantly in this story. And that is the moment at which your husband gets out of the car in the driveway and you hear this god-awful sound. He's fallen.
I knew immediately when my husband fell, and he screamed in pain at that very instant that our lives would be forever different. And it has been a nightmare for the last 6 months, dealing not only with my husband's terrible medical trauma. He fractured his hip, he broke his femur bone, he bled internally, he was in the hospital for months, and then was moved to an assisted living facility. But Bill's, as I said in my article, you think most will be covered, but when most begins to become a reality, you're left with thousands of dollars of bills that are not covered for one reason or another. Additionally, the kind of care that my husband now requires, ongoing just to live every day, is not covered by anyone. We do have our long-term health insurance policy, but it covers a fraction, and I mean a fraction.
After you left NAREL in 2004, you began working as a political consultant, but you had to quit your job to take care of your husband at home.
Yes.
And your daughter. What is your financial situation now?
I am in the process of trying to find some work that I can do to add income to our Social Security so that I can support my husband's care that he's going to need possibly for years to come. I mean, we have literally fallen from the middle class to potentially, you know, having nothing.
Well, you say in your piece that there are parallels now in your situation between now and the time when you were a young single mother.
Yes. In 1969, my first husband suddenly announced he'd fallen in love with another woman, and he walked out on me and my three daughters, leaving us with nothing. I was a stay-at-home mom. I had three little girls in 3 years. And I had no car. I had no health insurance. I had no house. I was forced onto welfare. I found out I was pregnant soon after he left. I was faced with a terribly difficult decision about what to do about that pregnancy. Abortion was illegal at the time, which I didn't even know until I decided I needed to terminate the pregnancy. So here I am all these years later. That was 1969. Here we are in 2009. And I'm finding myself not quite in that same position. We now own a home. I do have health insurance, but I'm on the brink of losing everything.
May I ask how old you are now?
I am 66 years old.
Kate Michaelman, the former president of NARAL, thank you so much for sharing your story today, and we wish you and your family the very best of luck.
Thank you, Jackie, very much.
Kate Michaelman says that if there's any upside to her tragedy, it's that she's angered and energized enough to take on one more political battle in her life for universal health care.